on my mind.
Trouble,
there's trouble everywhere, but I'm doing just fine. Sure it's true, I can't seem to get over you.
Let me just say
this. Every night it's true. My biggest problem seems to be you. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And this morning, you're on my mind. Mm.
Trouble.
Trouble everywhere, but I'm just fine. I know it's true. I can't seem to get over you. Oh, baby, you need me.
Now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news brought to you by PACE, transforming places since 1978.
I'm Sophie Clark. Social media giant Facebook is being taken to court over privacy breaches relating to the Cambridge Analytica scandal. The company is being accused of serious and repeated interferences following a lengthy investigation into the 2018 incident, which affected users globally. The personal information of more than 300,000 Australians was compromised. The Treasurer says the planned economic stimulus package won't undermine the long-term integrity of the federal budget. The government's expected to spend around $10 billion on stimulus to protect the economy from the impacts of coronavirus. Josh Frydenberg maintained the government has brought the budget back to balance, but he concedes the virus will have a significant impact on the economy.
Well, I know that the budget is in balance and that is a significant achievement. It's taken 6.5 years, but we've brought the budget back into balance, and what the Prime Minister and I have said in relation to our fiscal response is it won't undermine the structural integrity of the budget.
The Australian share market has recorded its worst day since the global financial crisis, with more than $100 billion wiped from its value. West Australia has recorded its sixth case of coronavirus just hours after health authorities confirmed the state's first person-to-person transmission. The latest cause was the son of a woman who had returned to Perth from Jakarta. More dedicated Adelaide Hospital coronavirus clinics are opening in South Australia as authorities work to contain the virus. The clinics will help reduce the risk of spreading the illness and allow patients to bypass already strained emergency departments. Two other news and friends have spoken of the love Hannah Clark had for her three children at their funeral in Brisbane. Miss Clark and her young children were killed in a car fire started by her estranged husband. They'll be buried together in a single coffin. Friend Lou Farmer says Hannah was the perfect role model for her two daughters and son.
She taught them to stand up and be proud of who you are. And if you fail, get back up there again and give it another go. Trey was this sweet, innocent little mama's boy who always loved cuddles.
Briefly, four people accused of shooting down MH17 will be tried in absentia because they're still at large in Russia. A stable hand linked to Melbourne Cup winning trainer Denny O'Brien has died in a crash in Victoria, and a Brisbane bar has been fined $5,000 for allowing patrons to consume bottles of spirits and pull their own shots. In sport, North Melbourne's defeated the Sydney Swans 90-79 in their pre-season AFL clash. Jack Bird's preparing to begin his new role at fullback this weekend when the Brisbane Broncos kick off their NRL season against the Cowboys in Townsville. One of the world's most prestigious tennis tournaments, the Indian Wells Masters, has been cancelled due to coronavirus, and Australia has finished with a silver medal at the Canada Rugby Sevens, narrowly defeated by New Zealand 17-14 in the final in Vancouver. That's news and sport.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Biltong and Borevores of Rouse Hill, station sponsor.
Good afternoon, everybody. John Robb with you with the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord. Looking at the weather, it's currently 19.5 degrees outside our studios at Borkham Hills. And looking ahead for the rest of the week, tomorrow, possible shower, 15-24. Possible shower Wednesday, 14-24, 15-25 and mostly sunny on Thursday, 14-26 and sunny on Friday, possible shower on Saturday, 14-24, and for Sunday, mostly sunny, 12-21 degrees.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Alrighty, Guildford, Woodville
and
Road.
Now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
You the first time. Thanks, buddy. And now, time for the traffic. Guildford, Woodville Road between Rawson Road and... Oh, my screen just moved. There, Rawson Road and Guildford Road. There's a car crash. Heavy traffic conditions. Road closed in a southbound direction. Bexley North, M5 East Motorway, main tunnel entry, changed traffic conditions, overheight vehicle. Site has been cleared, but there's heavy traffic conditions, significant delays. Eastbound traffic is affected. Ashfield, Frederick Street near Parramatta Road, there's a van breakdown. One of two northbound lanes is closed, and that's lane one. Moore Park, Dacey Avenue near South Dowling Street, there's another van breakdown. One of two westbound lanes is closed, and that's lane one. And there's a New South Wales Transport tow truck in attendance. That's about all we have for you here. If there's something we've missed or we should know about, give us a call, 96863888, 96863888, and we'll take your call.
This is the first hour.
I don't know. I'm not really here. Oh.
It's time for Rock and Roll Smorgasbord with John Robb, Lord Pig, the King, and selected guests. 3 hours of rock, pop, and blues. New releases, old releases, never heard of releases. Australian, international, and unsigned talent. It's all here. It's time for the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord on your community station, Alive 90.5.
Heart.
1981. That's Midnight Oil from the album Place Without a Postcard. And that track's called Written in the Heart. Good afternoon, good evening, everybody, on this 9th day of March 2020. Glad you could join us. Hope you stay with us right through until 9 p.m. this evening. This is the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord. I am John Robb, and she who sits opposite is the one and only, the lovely, the unmistakable, Gidget. Hello, Gidge.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great.
Glad you could make it this evening.
Oh, yes. I'm getting my new cave all ready to move into.
Your new cave?
Yeah, it's very exciting.
It's a triple-story cave, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you little show-off.
I'm making it all nice and pretty. Put a chandelier in there.
Let me know. I'm always up for a sausage on the barbecue.
Oh, great. Absolutely.
So Lord Pig and the supervisor aren't with us this evening.
Oh, then who? Oh.
That's just a blow-up doll I had made.
Ah.
It took me hours to stick all that hair on it.
Oh, yeah, it's stuck to my shoulder.
Is it?
I thought my shoulder was growing a bit of hair, but it's obviously...
Still, the glue's still a bit damp.
Oh,
sorry about that.
Right.
So they're down in Van Diemen's Land. Enjoying themselves.
Converting everyone.
Yes, to...
Paganism.
Yes.
Piggerism.
Yes. So, have you all got... Are we all... Hang on, let me get it over with now. Coronavirus. There we are. That's our dose of coronavirus.
Oh, yeah.
What?
People, please stop stealing supplies from hospitals as we need them as we're harboring people from coronavirus for the coronavirus.
So you work in a hospital, Gidge. How can people be stealing? Would it be staff members stealing them or?
It's both. So people are just walking in off the street because you can just walk in. They're not a patient or have a patient as a family member, and they're just going into patients' toilets, taking their toilet paper. These patients are really sick.
Oh, I see. So
dying.
I thought you meant they were stealing it from the storeroom or something.
Yes, they are. Because
how would they have
it's
access
open.
To that?
It's open. You just walk straight in. But you need it open because in case of emergencies and
walk
stuff.
Walk right in.
Yeah.
Sit right down. Steal our toilet paper.
And they're stealing our gloves and masks and hand sanitizer. Guys, we need them to treat.
But that's a bit scary.
Patients.
You could walk in and do anything.
Yeah.
No security.
There's not enough security.
Oh, that's just getting...
And they're stealing from ICU, intensive care unit. That's really disgusting.
But how do they get to intensive care?
They're obviously... they would be like a family member and they've walked around at night.
Just help yourself, isn't it?
Yeah.
I went to do our weekly shop on Wednesday afternoon after work and there was... No pasta, no spaghetti, nothing.
I couldn't get any pasta. I couldn't get any Panadol or Nurofen for my baby who is sick right now. So that's quite concerning.
Well, that's just not only concerning, it just shows how stupid we are sometimes.
It's an embarrassment.
It is.
As a country, it's an embarrassment.
Embarrassment to the human race.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we'll continue that tradition of embarrassment throughout the next 3 hours.
Yes.
jam-packed show tonight. All the regular segments, including the first segment in this hour, Under the Covers. We have a famous Aussie band doing a hit that was made a hit originally by Humble Pie. Under the Covers, if you've tuned in for the first time, is where we play a cover version of a hit song. So, and there's thousands of them, and we pick one every week. And also Gidget's book review.
Yeah.
She reads an excerpt from a book when she's on air here with us on the Smorgasbord. Just a small excerpt, and then hopefully you think, that's interesting, and you go and read that book. Which book is it this evening?
So this book is a really cool book. It is called Ragdoll by Daniel Cole. Now, Daniel Cole is an ex-paramedic.
Yes.
He just happened to be. And it's like a slightly scary bit, like a detective thriller.
So he's written a fiction book, has he?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Ragdoll, is it?
Ragdoll.
All right, we'll put the picture of the cover of the book up on our Rock and Roll Smorgasbord Facebook page.
Yes.
You can have a look at that. Lord Pignorney does a movie review every week, but he's not here this week. But all the movies he has reviewed over the past couple of years are all there on our Smorgasbord page, and you can have a look at them. He reviews older movies, not recent ones. So, take a look. If you want to make a comment or make a request, feel free. And also the Alive 90.5 website, we're into podcasting too. So
yes.
If you're, interested in something tonight and you have to go out, you will have the podcast up later in the week. But there's all the podcasts from the last 12 months or more on the Alive 90.5 website. Just look for the podcast section. Also in the second hour, the dodgy song.
Ooh, what is it?
Well, it's...
How dodgy is it? Will the supervisor approve?
Oh, I think she will. I think she will.
Okay.
I think she will. It's a fairly famous Australian entertainer, big in the 60s, did the club circuit, but he did a B-side to a song, and it's a bit dodgy. So
nice.
That's all I'll say.
Lovely.
At this stage. We play a 78 rev per minute every week too, and this week it's from 1944, and that'll be around 8 o'clock, somewhere around
there. Oh, great.
And in concert tonight?
What's in concert?
I have the Eagles, and what did you bring in?
Well,
Did I see The Who?
Yes. I brought in The Who, the Live at Leeds record.
Yes.
And I also brought in Little Richard.
Little Richard live.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What's Tootie Fruity.
Tootie Fruity, yeah.
Tootie. My mother used to hate that song.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it.
So the Eagles, The Who and Little Richard tonight in concert. And that follows Weekly World News.
Got some
interesting stories tonight.
Absolutely.
About people laughing to death.
Laughing to death?
Yes, laughing to death.
You know what? If I wanted to go out with a bang, I would want to laugh to death, maybe.
Oh.
If I was 100, there we go.
Laugh while you work. Fantastic.
Yeah.
All righty, well, that's about it. We'll steer away from the coronavirus tonight because everybody
had my say.
You've had your gut full.
I've had my say. Oh, yeah, and please, people, leave some nappies for people who have actually kids.
Yes, exactly.
And leave some pads for women who actually have their menstrual cycle.
Sanitary,
yeah.
I was going to say equipment.
Equipment? What is it, like tools?
What's the word? Sanitary toiletries.
Should I put it on my tool belt as well? Like,
put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
All right, here's an old favourite. Anyone would think Aerosmith paid us the amount of times we play them.
Oh, I love Aerosmith.
But we haven't had this one for a while. From Toys in the Attic, Walk This Way, baby. 22 after 6.
I'm going to walk that way.
We'll keep you updated with the traffic too as the evening progresses. 9686-3888. I'm at a cheerleader, was a real young breed. Old times like a reminisce. All the best things of loving with a sister and a cousin. Only started with a little kiss like this. See, saw swinging with the balls in the school.
ready to play. Wasn't me, she was fool. Thought she knew what she was doing when she taught me how to walk this way. She told me to
Live 90.5.
Don't hit me back. Do good, good bullshit. I'm in the
yelling and screaming and telling him why he wasn't coming on feet.
The Pink Floyd.
Security group specialize in the latest security and CCTV systems on the market today. Their factory-trained technicians can come to your premises and carry out installations, repairs and service on all popular brands. Ask about the DSG Security Health Check. Dependable Locksmiths, a part of the Dependable Security Group. Station sponsor.
Hey fellas, need a new suit? See Mike Sampson Clothier at Winston Hills. He's some great business suits, in fact, suits for any special occasion. Mike also has a complete range of accessories, such as business or formal shirts, ties, belts and shoes, as well as plenty of casual wear for the season ahead. Mike Sampson Clothier is located at Shop 21, Winston Hills Mall, and is a proud sponsor of Monday Magazine with Happy Jack. And, of course, your sound, your community, 90.5.
Our sponsors were just chomping at the bit to be heard there. Well, Pink Floyd, as I was saying, and Money, of course, from Dark Side of the Moon, always a favourite. Before that, from 1983, from the album Water Signs, was Chris Rea, I Can Hear Your Heartbeat.
Oh, I really love that song.
Yeah, Gidget liked that one. As soon as it started, she said, I really like this.
Yes, and also I found out Junior Gidge, she started swaying and dancing. And
to that one?
Yeah, my hubby goes, oh, she just stopped eating her dinner and started dancing to it.
Well, she takes after her mother, yes. Obviously. Good on you, hubby, doing a good job there. And Ian Moss, Tucker's daughter, and Aerosmith kicked us off, Walk This Way. Did you hear about the fellow that went to the doctor and he said, Doctor, I can't stop singing Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis.
Oh.
So he examined him and says, oh, you've got coronavirus. We'll have Under the Covers coming up very shortly. Here's Mr. Jackson for now. This is the Live 90.5. 18:07. Work them day and night. That's what we do, isn't it, kids?
No,
work day and night.
Day and night. All right.
Live 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Guildford Woodville Road between Rawson Road and Guildford Road, there's a car crash, heavy traffic conditions. Started earlier in the day, but it's really messed things up. So two of three southbound lanes is closed, and that's lanes one and two. If you're heading down towards DY, Sturdy Parade between Pittwater Road and Pacific Parade, there's a burst water main. The road is closed in both directions, so avoid the area or divert. That's all I have for you. If there's something we should know, give us a call, 9686 3888, 9686 3888, and use our Facebook page if you like, Rock and Roll Smorgasbord. Give us a like, follow us, whatever you want to do, that'd be fantastic. Oh, what do we have next?
Undercover, all our saints.
Ooh,
I like that. Well, Humble Pie in 1969 had a big hit with a track called Natural Born Woman.
Ooh.
And in 1991, the Angels did a cover version of it on their album Redback Fever.
Cool.
And we're going to hear the Angels' version of A Natural Born Woman, and it's a corker.
Great.
And so is my cough. Beautiful. 11 minutes to 7. Lots to come still between now and 9. Stay tuned, won't you?
There she is again, stepping out of her limousine. Looking like the cover on a $20 magazine. She got it where you find it. You know what I mean. She's a natural born woman.
talking about the city and a rock and roll show. Come on, sweetheart Susie, together we can lose control. Natural born woman, natural born woman, natural born woman.
It's true. Don't have to tell you. I love your precious heart. I was standing. You were there. Two worlds collided, and they could never tear us apart.
Diddly-doodly action, Jackson!
Do they?
Are you in the market to hire an honest, reliable, long-term plumber? If so, you want to look out for one that is fully licensed and insured, has your interest at heart, displays professionalism and is branded. Neat, clean and tidy, and treats your domain with respect and care. Look no further. Waterflow Plumbing is your plumber. Fully licensed and insured in plumbing, draining, gas fitting, roof plumbing,